The heartbreak of losing a child, a sister, a brother, a cousin, a friend. It's the club no one wants to join, yet there are members across the country.
We still looking for justice.
Mike Brown Sr. traveled from Ferguson, Missouri to be at the Left Forum in New York City on the last weekend of May. He spoke of the horror of learning his son was dead.
Long story short, we still didn't get a chance to identify my son to the day of his wake. I didn't see him. The day of his wake was the first time I seen him.
Andrew Joseph traveled to the Left Forum from Tampa, Florida.
The situation with my son is that he didn't come home.
The boy, a 14-year-old eighth grader, was arrested at the county fair. The police dropped him off at an interstate. He was struck dead by a drunk driver.
Sir, the phone that you're calling is ringing in the deceased person's body that we have down at the mall. So this is how I was told my son was dead.
Jacqueline Johnson.
I am the mother of 17-year-old Kendrick Johnson, found in Valdosta, Georgia at his high school, wrapped up in a wrestling mat. You can only imagine the things that our family had to go through. You send your child to school to get an education, and he never comes home.
Kenneth Johnson said the Department of Justice is investigating the case. He says people of color are getting the wrong attention in the U.S.
Just giving our young black and brown kids, you know, they're harassing them. Only time that they get some acknowledgement is when there's a suspect. When there's a suspect, they have no problem intervening with our kids, doing what they're supposed to do. That's only when they're a suspect. But when they're a victim, we get no justice. Not only us boys, our boys, our women's, our men's. It's a known fact now that it's an attack on us all over this country. You know, every other day you see another incident happen, flash across the news. I mean, this is a problem that needs to be talked about. It needs to be addressed, and we got to put an end to it.
Ron Davis is Jordan Davis's dad. He says he knows testimonies are real difficult to take. His 17-year-old was shot dead in Jacksonville, Florida by Michael Dunn, who asked him to turn down loud music in a parked car. Davis was shot 3 times. He died in his friend's arms. Davis sped to the hospital.
They told me don't touch my son because there was a homicide investigation. I ignored him and I hugged my son. And you can see the bottom of his eye was open. And I felt in my soul that he was still looking at his father. So I said to my son, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid.
Ron Davis has turned his attention to fighting the Stand Your Ground law in Florida. Kenneth Chamberlain is also trying to change the law. His dad was killed by police in Westchester in 2011. He was a corrections officer and a Marine. His son Ken Chamberlain Jr. said his pain has grown into passion. He helped form the Westchester Coalition for Police Reform.
We have a bill drafted right now that calls for an independent prosecutor in questionable police shootings. Because we've said over and over again, you can't have a police department investigating its own officers.
Chamberlain said without an independent prosecutor, all there is political ping pong. Families gain strength from one another. Mike Brown has turned his anger into helping others in Ferguson.
We're reaching out to the youth. I've been doing a lot of reach outs for the youth. His birthday was just on the 20th of May. We just did a big party for the youth. Paintings of the face, balloons, cake. Toys, giveaway, same thing like we did for Christmas, because we adopted 15 families for Christmas and just bought them what they needed, everything that they needed, they got.
Brown says his family is still getting support from all over the world, especially in Ferguson. He said things are changing for the better in his hometown.
Now the council has changed. They got new board members. They're working on a lot of big things. Thing about it, I just hate that we had to take a sacrifice for my son for things to get cleared up, but it's all for the best as far as them cleaning that up.
Families came together at the Left Forum by a group called Love Not Blood Campaign. It's an organization which works with families affected by police brutality. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.